here are views of some teachers across the country. First to Cape Coast.
I think it's okay. It's fair enough because a letter is brought from the office stating that any interested teacher who feels he or she is qualified to be the best teacher, the national or the metro one, should apply. So if you're interested and then you apply and then you qualify, then you can go ahead. So it's fair enough.
All right, madam. So what about those in the rural areas? What can you tell us about it?
I'm Jemima Lawe. Those in the rural areas, I think because of the place where they stay and they lack a lot of incentives like social amenities. So I think the criteria used is fair for them also. And then I think they should be encouraged to take part in it.
I'm Gabriel Ampa, Cape Coast, St. Monica's GHS. I think those in the rural areas, what they used to, the criteria used is just open to all because we were given chance to fill a form and then if you feel you qualify, you just fill the form and then you join the trend.
Next are views of teachers in Kumasi.
It is a good idea, but my concern is about the awards given to those who win the awards. I think that it should be spread such that regions will have honor the best teachers. So each region will have one best teacher to honor, rather than taking all of them to a national level to just pick three out of the lot. And I think they can push up. My name is Ahmed Bom. I'm the senior master of this. Those who win at the national level, it motivates them. Some people yearn to also become best teachers. But people still complain that the awards are not enough. They think they can make it better than what they are giving. It has. Because before you get to the top, you need to come and look at your work from the base. Because there are some teachers try to work harder so that they could also go to the top. So to me, it is making some teachers working harder than they used to do.
We now find out what some teachers in Sunyuai have to say.
Instead of looking at licensing teachers, something different could have been done. For instance, during vacations, teachers could have been given refresher courses, whether it will be for free or at a fee, it doesn't matter. But then we should be brought abreast with current trends of education, which is, for me, better than always pressurizing us to go through certain hard cut ways to get licenses.
Policies are not helpful. We are in the classroom and we know what is going on. So I would suggest that they will consult the teachers in the classroom before they have some policies.